You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
There's concern at the amount of untreated sewage being washed into Auckland harbours. A Herald investigation revealed 1 million cubic litres of human and animal effluent is flown into the ocean every year, the equivalent of 400 Olympic swimming pools. It's happening every time more than 5 millimetres of rain falls in the city due to our stormwater drains being combined with our sewage drains. While the infrastructure was a great advancement when it replaced open-air sewers in the early 1900s, today it doesn't quite stack up. 10 of Auckland's beaches are now so polluted people are unable to swim. So what is Auckland Council and Watercare doing about the problem? I spoke to Mayor Phil Gough.
Well, obviously, it's completely unacceptable. This is the 21st century, and we shouldn't have wastewater overflows polluting our harbours. This isn't a new problem. It's been there, unfortunately, since 1913, because when they put the sewerage system into old Auckland, they combined stormwater and wastewater. And that means that every time it rains heavily, that exceeds the capacity of the pipes that take the wastewater to the sewerage treatment plant at Mungerie. We have plans to deal with that, and they'll be implemented starting in this term of council. We'll be spending $1 billion on a new central interceptor, which will vastly increase the capacity of the wastewater pipes, and should cut the overflows by a massive 80%. We also need to deal with the other 20%, and we'll be looking at solutions like gardens absorbing stormwater on some of our central city buildings, that where the water can then be used to the water system of the building itself. We'll be looking at massive storage tanks, many of which have already been constructed around the city. Our goal should be to return our beaches to a clean and pristine state that probably hasn't existed since the time of first settlement in Auckland after the mid-1800s.
And is it all right if you just kind of explain in more detail on how this is going to work with what the council plans to do and to create more untreated sewage going into our beaches?
Well, the problem exists because there are 16,000 houses in Auckland where the stormwater system goes into the wastewater system. So every time it rains, the stormwater off the roof of those houses goes straight into the wastewater. That exceeds the capacity of the wastewater pipes to cope, and therefore we get overflows going out right around the city. The best way to deal with that, partly we can separate, but that's very expensive and very disruptive. The best way to deal with it is to increase the capacity of the major pipeline taking that wastewater to Mungerie. It's 13 kilometres long, and it's 4.5 metres in diameter. That new pipe will reduce by 80% the current level of wastewater overflows. So that's really important. It will start by 2019 and should be completed by 2025-26 and commissioned at that point.
And so when can Aucklanders expect to start seeing a difference in 2019?
Well, the main water wastewater pipeline, the central interceptor, commences construction. It's a very complex undertaking. It goes under existing properties and across from central Auckland across to the Manukau Harbour to the Mungerie Water Treatment Centre. But we're also building and have already completed the building of massive water storage tanks such as at Madill's farm in Ōrākei, Fred Thomas Drive on the North Shore, Glen Eden. That enables us to store the stormwater that was otherwise overflowing the system and then gradually putting that into the wastewater pipes when the capacity is less than it will be while the time of the major rainstorms. All of those things will help the quality of the water, but the central interceptor reduces the overflows of wastewater by a massive 80%. That will be the single most important thing that we can do to bring back the quality of all of our beaches around Auckland.
Experts say that this problem has been going on for more than 3 decades, but there has never been the political will to change things. Why will your council be any different in the changing of this?
It's actually been going on longer than 3 decades. It's been going on since 1913, when the original system was put into place. Why I think it's different now is because a lot of the preparatory work has already been done. I'm not claiming credit for the new central interceptor. We've been working on that. I've been a strong advocate of it as a local member of parliament, where the beaches in my electorate were constantly made unswimmable by wastewater overflows. But there have been a lot of people who have worked on that. The plans are in place. The construction is due to start in 2019, and it will be completed by 2025-26. This council is committed to doing that, and indeed it's fair to give credit to councils before this council and to Watercare for coming to the party and saying this really simply has to happen. We cannot in the 21st century continue to pollute our beaches with wastewater.
City greening, where you plant on roofs and walls, is one solution put forward by experts to reduce stormwater runoff. Is this something that you could encourage to happen in Auckland?
I think that's what we must do. We must work with private sector developers, and we must encourage them to adopt green five-star quality environmental processes to reduce the runoff that is occurring. There are other problems that ordinary Aucklanders can help with. If you've got a drain that is accepting into your property stormwater, because that then goes into the sewerage system, there are things that you can do to address that. Not in the 16,000 houses that were built directly and deliberately to have the stormwater overflow going in, but where you may have surface water build-up flowing into drains on your property that are going into your sewerage system. So that's something that people, to a limited degree at least, can help in terms of finding a solution to this problem. I think that there is a combined will on the part of everybody across Auckland to solve this. Council and Watercare will lead on it, and the sooner that can happen and the more comprehensive the solution, in my view, the better.
Councillor Mike Lee says the council is being reckless by approving new homes and special housing areas in older parts of Auckland where rainwater still flows into combined stormwater sewer pipes. What do you make of this, and will new housing developments worsen the issue of wastewater and sewage flowing into the harbour?
No, not directly, because every new development across Auckland where we're putting in new houses, they are required to separate their stormwater from their wastewater, and there are solutions such as storage tanks on property where the stormwater flows in and then is gradually fed back into the system. It's not the new houses that are causing the problems. It's the fact that there are 16,000 existing houses that are feeding their stormwater directly into the wastewater pipes. So to say stop building new houses isn't the solution to this problem. The solution is in doing things like constructing the massive storage tanks that we currently have underway and creating the new central interceptor pipe that will reduce the problem by 80%.
And that was Auckland Mayor Phil Gough. Critics say that the councils will only shift the problem from the richer suburbs to the poorer. Gemma Tolish-Allen, a wastewater biologist and scientific advisor for the Manukau Harbour Restoration Society, has worked in this area for 30 years. She explains her concerns to BFM's John Michael Swanix.
On a world scale, I think it is quite bad, actually. What happens is that there are discharges from stormwater sewage overflows into the Waitemata at various points, and these are going to be dealt with in the future, greatly reduced in the fact that they are going to be piped and collected in a central interceptor, a very large pipe, which increases the volume so that these overflows will be reduced. But what it will do is it will take that flow and transport it down to Mangere Wastewater Treatment Plant, which is already undersized for stormwater events. So when Mangere Wastewater Treatment Plant receives wastewater infiltration and stormwater infiltration, it's not able to deal with the entire flow, and so it discharges into the Manukau Harbour partially treated sewerage, and that happens on around about 20 times per annum. So that is, for us, in terms of the Manukau Harbour, that is a very large concern, and that has still not been addressed.
What would you like to see happen to make sure that is addressed?
The central interceptor will reduce that in some way, in that because the pipe will be so large, they will be able to have a certain amount of storage within the pipe. But with Auckland increasing and expanding in terms of infill housing and population growth, that may be offset, so that extra storage capacity may be reduced over time. What we would like to see, and we've been pushing for as part of the Manukau Harbour Restoration Society, is we would like to see that the treatment plant at Mangere can deal with all flow. It can fully treat all flow that comes into it, and not just at certain points discharge partially treated sewage, because there's more water than the treatment plant can actually deal with. Now, Auckland Council know about that. Watercare know about that, of course, because they operate the plant, but it's never really been addressed, and certainly we've worked very hard for this to come out over the last 3 years, and we have had a tremendous amount of stonewalling from both Auckland Council and Watercare as regards this issue.
So what would it take to address this issue properly at the Mangere Treatment Centre?
It would mean an expansion of the plant. It would mean more money had to be spent. During dry weather flow, when everything is operating well and there's no stormwater coming into the plant works very, very well. And we'd like to see that level of operation continue to address all flow so that the plant could deal equally well with low flow and high flow.
And why has limited amounts been done about this in the past?
Well, I think there's two things. There's politics and there's also money. When the treatment plant was designed in the late 1990s and implemented in 2003, there was already an understanding that the treatment plant would not be able to deal with all storm flows, and that is part of the consent. And we appealed that when it was first designed, and we were able to put in place UV treatment. And this is through court action through Manukau City and Waitakere City. They no longer exist, so there's less pressure on Auckland City these days. And quite frankly, parts of the consent for that treatment plant are not being met. There was supposed to be a reduction in stormwater infiltration. That's been abandoned, as the Auckland Council clearly says. And so all these issues have really accumulated. And of course, cost to expand the treatment plant and deal with that flow is expensive.
In 2014, you gave a briefing about this to Auckland councillors on the Infrastructure Committee. What was their reaction then?
Nothing, almost. Nothing. We never heard back from them. We told them that there had been 500,000 cubic metres in the last 2 months of partially treated sewage discharged into the Manukau Harbour. They have their own consultants, and their own consultants have advised them that this is not an issue, and they're happy to hear that. They're happy to pay for that. They don't pay for our analysis, and they don't want to hear it. And no, they weren't interested. It was quite shocking, I have to say.
So what do you make of the $1.7 billion central intersector?
I think in some ways it's a way of addressing a problem for the wider matter. Certainly it will improve wastewater discharge overflows into the wider matter, and that's a good thing. We're happy with that. But at the same time, it will increase the flow down to the Mangere Wastewater Treatment Plant. And whilst there is some storage capacity in that central interceptor, we've been assured that it's not enough to stop these stormwater bypasses happening at Mangere, and so partially treated sewage will still be discharged into the Manukau Harbour, and that is a major concern for us. So there's good in there and there's not so good, depending on what side of the city you live.
So essentially what's happening, it looks like, is they're taking the problem, transferring it from Waitemata and putting it into the Manukau Harbour.
Yes, to some extent that is true. I think that's certainly part of the philosophy.
And that was Gemma Tulish-Allen, a wastewater biologist and scientific advisor for the Manukau Harbour Restoration Society. Dr. Lakish Padai is a wastewater engineer at the University of Auckland. He told John Michael these issues are not just faced by Auckland, and cities around the world have come up with some ingenious solutions.
Many cities around the world are faced with this problem of combined stormwater runoff and the sewage when the rainfall is very heavy. So the problem with Auckland is that we don't have some of the mitigating measures in place currently, and that's the reason that you see very high frequency of sewage runoff when you have a heavy rainfall. So it's about 50 times in a year, so almost every week you are getting on an average once sewage overflow occurring in the harbour.
Right, and what are the solutions Auckland should look at?
There is not, unfortunately, a single silver bullet as such. It's a combination of multiple solutions. The first obvious, we do something with our infrastructure and we separate this stormwater flow from the sewage. because when it rains, we just want another system to carry all this stormwater, which is relatively clean as compared to the sewage. But the problem is with the existing infrastructure, you have to invest a lot to do this, separating the sewage and stormwater runoff. So that's one solution. The second one is WaterCare has planned the central interceptor, where it is a large pipe underneath, which will store a lot of stormwater runoff when it rains. So it actually has a lot of storage capacity. So what they are saying, it will mostly take care of around 80% of this combined overflow. It will store it, and once the rain is gone, it will send it gradually to the wastewater treatment plant so that everything gets treated. So that's the second one. But again, it's not going to solve 100%. Even with the current estimate, it's going to do only 75 to 80%. And the third one, which I like the most, and the way we want to see our future to be sustainable and incorporating all this green infrastructure, is the one where you develop smart solutions to tackle the stormwater runoff itself. And so that involves construction of the green roofs on buildings, having low impact design like rain gardens, suspended rain gardens, biosewers, those kind of things incorporated into public spaces. You have lists of impermeable surfaces like parking lots, which generate a lot of this runoff. And so if you do that, what you essentially are doing, you are capturing this stormwater runoff during the heavier rainfall and releasing it over a larger time interval, which reduces this problem of combined sewage overflow drastically. So if you have this combination of measures, I believe we will be in a very good shape to tackle these issues.
And can you describe that city greening you're talking about? What does it look like exactly?
So you might have seen some of the cool pictures of buildings with trees growing on their roofs. And so this is basically a soil or mix which can be put on the roofs of the buildings where it can hold on some of the stormwater, and it will release the stormwater slowly as opposed to, say, something like concrete or cement, which allow the stormwater to just rapidly pass, and that creates flash flooding and so many other problems that we are seeing. So if Auckland Council, for example, gives incentives portion of some of these measures like green roofs for buildings or green roofs for private homes, I believe that you will see more of communities incorporating this that will mitigate some of the stormwater issues that are faced around the city.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.